Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
One of the most intriguing stories in the Bible is the prodigal son. But in one way, it's got the wrong name. It should be the faithful father. But I want to tell you the stories of prodigals who have come back to the Lord always is a challenge to others to examine themselves to see, could I stray away or do I need to get closer? Today, we want to challenge you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ in every way, and that would be missional. Lord, what would you have me to do? Nathan, I'd already told the Lord what I wanted him to do with me. I wanted to be a basketball coach or referee and architect, all of those things. And finally, I said, okay, Lord, I'll be a social worker. So I was telling God all that I wanted him to do. So in one way, listen, I was a prodigal that was not rebelling outwardly. Mm-hmm. But inwardly, I didn't want to do what God ultimately wanted me to do. I did not want to pastor, did not want to preach. But prodigals, they're obvious in sometimes, but sometimes prodigals are sitting in the pews at churches.
Yeah, that's true. You can be far from God in your heart or turned away. You might not be far distant from God, but you might be turned away from him with your back toward the direction he wants you to go and toward him. When the prodigal son in the story that Jesus told, Jesus said he came to his senses, he came to himself. That's him turning back around to face the Father.
And he had something to remember that was good.
Yeah.
Memories are a powerful tool. God would always bring up to the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. Now, he says, I remove your sin as far as the east is from the west, and I don't hold them against you anymore. I don't remember them against you is really the term. But he would remind them of all that he had done for them, bringing them out of Egypt. And the prodigal son remembered, didn't he?
He did. And in that story, there's another character, the older brother, who had the same experience of God's faithfulness, of his father's faithfulness. And he outwardly, up until a point, played the role, played the part. But then inwardly is where he kind of almost had an opposite experience as his younger brother, where his younger brother would return to the father. The older brother would eventually turn away from the father. Of course, that's a parable. We don't know the end result of the story because I think it's for us to grapple with and to wrestle with and to look to God to write the rest of our story. But we've all been in both of those shoes. And I think it's important to hear stories of those who have traveled down that road to encourage us and challenge us, like you said. The interview today is with someone who's traveled down that road, and he's telling his story through song. He's a songwriter, a singer, and you'll want to definitely hear the interview that we have. And stick around to the end of the interview, and there will be a song, actually, from his first album. But you'll pick up what we're talking about in the interview. But we want you today to see where you're at in your walk with the Lord and be challenged to follow him faithfully. Look to him because he has love and care for you.
The words would be, wherever he leads me, I will go. I think that is our prayer. Wherever God is calling you, let him guide you.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Missions today, and we have a special treat for you. We're going to be talking with a special guest here with us. His name is Justin Gambino. Maybe you recognize that name. You would definitely recognize his music. But we want to hear a little bit from the man himself and maybe behind the music, his story and things like that. So don't worry. My dad and myself, we're not going to sing today.
We're not going to sing, and that is a blessing.
And we won't even ask Justin to sing, but you definitely want to check out his music. Justin, welcome to the program today.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to be here.
What is, speaking of, you know, listening to your music, what is the best or your preferred method to send people maybe online or the best way to connect with you that way?
Yeah, I would say I love commenting to people's comments on social media, especially on YouTube. You know, whenever someone goes online and they watch a music video, I mean, nowadays, you know, on social media, stuff is like, if it's more than 30 seconds, they're out, you know, and I'm guilty of that sometimes myself. But if someone sticks around for a 3.5 minute video and then to leave a comment, I just so appreciate that. So I love connecting with people online.
Okay.
YouTube, anywhere you stream, listen to music, you can find me.
Yeah, I've had to adjust and, okay, it's not records that you play, you know, it's not a phone that you dial, you know, things have changed.
Or the window you roll down.
Yeah, you know, we don't call it spinning the disc anymore, man.
I still call it a record.
Amen.
I can't tell you how many times whenever I was about to release this new album, I'll either say album or record and I'll always ask, you know, someone that's older than me, they're like, do they still make albums and records? We absolutely do.
You cannot get the sound that you had on the vinyl.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, it does, I know the quality's less, but it brings back nostalgia, I guess. But tell us about the album before we get into your story,
okay.
The man behind the songs.
Yeah, so the new album, it's called Made New. And it's really a 13-song journey of my prodigal story, which the crazy thing is that in the middle of, I think it was 2022, it was like middle of 2022, I had a completely different list, a different track list than what is on the record now. And the Lord just spoke very clearly to me that this album needed to reach the prodigals like I was. And so I knew that half of the songs, half of the track list needed to go back in the safe.
Bring out a later time.
Back in the slow cooker, you know, maybe bring it back another year or two. But so I started writing some new material so I started digging into that story a little bit deeper of my prodigal years. And it's just been, man, it's been so life-giving. I like to say that every time I share my story, even if it's through the music or through speaking, it almost feels like the Holy Spirit's taking me by the hand and walking me through this garden and showing me what needs to be pruned or watered or weeded.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the rest of your life. Listen, I have not arrived yet. I'm still waiting on that time when I've arrived and still waiting.
Yeah.
I think it happens in glory.
Yeah.
And when we're in His presence, it's going to be can you imagine, you know, it's going to be, it's going to be real.
I don't think I can.
I know it's a different artist, different song, but I can only imagine. I'm not sure I can. But I've got this idea, guys. I'm just throwing this out since we got a musician. I think we're going to be the opposite of what we were down here. I'm kind of...
You're hoping, right?
I hope so. I am. I'm holding up my hands, yes, pumping, you know, or stand before Him and be still. I think we're going to be still for the first time in my life. And I got a feeling some people are going to be turned loose up there. That's kind of been more... It's going to be a real place.
Yeah.
And because it being a real place... God's got a place for us, and we want to hear your story, brother.
Yeah.
God's brought you from and where you are.
I would love to share it. You know, for the longest time, I thought that my background, my story, really wasn't all that significant. For the longest time, if you went onto my website and looked up my bio, it would just say that I dropped out of college to pursue an enlistment in the Navy, and then I came home and I started doing music. That's what it would say up until about 18 months ago, whenever I changed that, because I decided, just because the Lord told me very plainly that I needed to start sharing the story of how He called me back home. So going way back, I mean, born and raised in church my whole life, one of six kids, we were all homeschooled. And my mom would tell you that at the age of 5, I would bring my Bible to church and strum on it like a guitar, like an air guitar.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember that. But at the age of 9, they said, well, maybe he'll like the piano. So they tried putting me in piano lessons. I didn't take to it. And
said almost every other kid ever that had to take piano lessons.
I just did not like it at all. So I quit within a couple of weeks. At the age of 15, my best friend got a guitar. And I couldn't put his guitar down.
Okay.
And so his mom probably encouraged my mom to get me a guitar. And at that Christmas, 15 years old, I got my first guitar. That's also the same season of my life that I wanted to get my driver's license, my driver's permit. And my mom said, well, if you're going to, you know, have a guitar and want to drive around and go sing these love songs for your girlfriends, you know, you're going to have to get a job because gas doesn't pay for itself and insurance doesn't pay for itself.
Oh, man.
And so
insurance sets you in a whole different category.
Yeah, it does.
So I remember my mom, she said, if you want to drive the car and get your license, then you're going to have to get a job. So start paying for a little portion of the insurance and pay for the gas. So I get my first job and I look back and realize just how much God was calling me to music. But at the same time, the enemy was paying attention because he started, the job that I had was getting me introduced to a completely different crowd than what I was raised around, which was in the church. And so now I'm hanging out with this crowd, this different group of friends. Now we're partying on the weekends. Now I'm starting to get addicted to smoking, drinking, sex before marriage, pornography, you name it. I was just addicted to it and started just going down this dark path that before I knew it, now this group of friends and I, now we're breaking and entering, we're committing theft. And before I know it, I'm standing in a courtroom 2 months after my high school graduation, standing in a courtroom for committing theft. Now it's all starting to catch up with me. And I remember the judge looking at me and he said, I've never seen you before. Why don't you tell me about yourself? Kind of like you guys are doing now.
Yeah.
Tell us your story. So I started telling him, you know, the story all the way up to that point, you know, that I'm one of six kids, we're homeschooled. And he said, you know, I don't usually do this, but I feel like you're just a good kid that took a wrong turn. You need to get back on the right path. So I want to give you a couple options today. And the first option is you can have this felony on your record and you can go to prison today. And you can probably get out in 6, maybe 12 months.
That's a good way to start it, to let you know the worst at first.
The worst.
Right?
Yep. He let me know
the
worst.
Bad news before
the worst at first. He laid it heavy on me at first. And he said, or, after I'm sitting here sweating bullets, he said, or, I can let you go today with a misdemeanor on your record, bring it down to a misdemeanor, and you're going to do a lot, like whenever I say a lot of community service, a lot of community service, and I want you to join a branch of the military to straighten out your life. So I joined the Navy and left.
Not you didn't join the Navy to see the world.
I joined the Navy to stay out of prison.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
and so I found out real quick that the freedom that I had and the things that I took for granted, you know, now I'm getting put in a position to fight for that, to defend that I took for granted. And so it was only 2 years into my enlistment. It was 2007 now. I just turned 21. We're about 50 miles south of Baghdad in Iraq. And it was on a Wednesday night. And I thought at this point, like, okay, my hopes and dreams of writing songs and doing music is out the window. It's just, I made that choice. I got to live with that. And it was on a Wednesday night in Iraq. The chaplain at the local chapel, I haven't gone to chapel up until this point. And he said, if there's anybody here that knows how to play the guitar, sing us, lead us into a time of worship. Anybody here like that? Anybody that can do that? And there's only 12 of us in the room. And I'm just thinking to myself, I know I'm not, I guess I'll raise my hand. And so next thing I know, I'm calling my dad. And this is the part of the story that starts to get me choked up because I wonder what the feelings of my father were hearing the voice of his prodigal son over the phone, calling home. And I recently got to ask my dad that question, like, what were your emotions? And he said, whenever you left to go over there, we just all took a deep breath in and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And whenever you called, it felt like I could finally exhale because I knew that the Lord was doing something in your heart. Yeah. And so I come home and I thought that everything was going to be great. Hunkadory, you know, I got bumps
in the road, right?
Yeah.
No curves, just straight
shot. No speed bumps, just 60 miles an hour down the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
And come to find out real quick that, you know, now I'm coming home with this traumatic experiences from overseas, PTSD and anger and depression, very bad anger issues, suicidal, and trying to numb that all with alcohol. And God, again, puts the guitar in my hands because a mentor of mine at the time, he hosted a Bible study every Friday night. And this is whenever I started writing songs that I've been releasing over the last 8 years. Is whenever he invited me to this Friday night Bible study, he said, bring your guitar. I wasn't picking it up all that much. And so that was 2010. And started leading worship, started writing songs. It was 5 years later, I quit my job, which was 2015. But 2020, I mean, for a long time, I put God on the back burner and I just coasted, checked the boxes, put on the mask. Yeah. I checked the boxes for a long time, went through the motions.
You mean you're talking about a regular church member here? Huh?
Yep. That was me.
Then I hope that's not true, but I'm afraid sometimes it is, brother.
Yeah. And that's where I was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 2020, whenever everything shut down, and I was mad. I was upset. I knew that God had called me to do music, to share these songs with people and encourage them. I think it's kind of funny now, looking back in 2020. I had just released an EP about Psalm 46:10, to be still and know. And I didn't know how to be still. And so here I am scrambling to try to keep my ministry and my music career alive in the midst of COVID. And it was at the end of that year that the Lord said, Justin, now I want you to do a revival and night of worship on the grounds of the courthouse. And I was like, you mean the courthouse where I was judged 16 years ago? Like that courthouse? And go back to the same authorities that I ran into and that judged me and all that. And so I was very reluctant at first, but it was December 12th, 2020. My band and I, we hosted a revival on the grounds of the courthouse. And this is the part where I always cry because I'm on stage and we're leading worship and we can't keep count of how many people showed up at this event. And everything slowed down for me. And the Lord said, Justin, I know you remember coming up here 16 years ago, feeling like you were at the end of your rope. But I'm here to tell you, the plan that I had for you then is the same plan that I have for you now. The only difference is that I have your full attention. And that is right then I knew it's like the songs that I have prepared for this next album are not going to cut it. Because all I want to do now is be that person to those prodigals, people that are about to turn down the wrong path, or people that are on the wrong path, or people that have sons, daughters, moms, dads that are prodigals, that like, I just, my heart is that the music that I write and release calls the prodigals home.
Amen. When I hear your story, I can't help but think most of the time salvation is an event, but discipleship is a process, brother.
Yeah.
Step by step.
Yeah.
Three steps forward, two back sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. I mean, you know, it sounds a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But you were still headed in the right direction the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like I was heading in the right direction, maybe off on the feeder or something like that.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
Hitting the rumble strips on the side and maybe off-roading a little bit.
Trying to stay out of the ditches and stuck. Is that right?
Yeah.
But God, you know, God's purposes ultimately prevail. And they do that in the world, you know, not just individually for us, you know, as his followers, his children, but it will in the world as well. One day, all will be made new.
Yeah.
And like like you've been made new and you've experienced that and you're singing and sharing your music with those who we want to see and we hope to see experience that as well. The same, it will happen in this world. It's part of God's global mission and his redemption. And we get to be a part of that even here and now.
And that's what we're talking about on this program. We're talking about missions. And what you're doing, with all my heart, I believe you're giving some hope to some people out there who've made mistakes along their way, and they think, well, God can't use me.
Oh, my God.
And God can take, he can turn those ashes around and make beauty out of them.
Oh, he really absolutely. Can.
And here's, I hear this too, and I want you to comment on it. There's a difference in a musician and missional music.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Expand on your mission. I know you're talking about bringing the prodigal home, but expand a little bit about that missional part of it, because I hear it. I hear it, Justin.
I can't remember who actually said this first, but a musicianary.
Yes.
Have you heard of that?
Yes.
That word good. Before? And that's, you know, and even my dad will say, like, Justin, you are a traveling minister. You are ministering to people with your story, with your music, day in and day out, every time you get on stage. And I don't take that lightly, you know, whether it's, cause I'm not one just to get up on stage and just sing a few songs and get off stage. It's the connecting with people off the stage, behind the scenes. I feel like being on the stage doing the songs, or whether it's the sharing of the songs or the sharing of the testimony, that's maybe 5-10% of my time on the road whenever I'm traveling. The rest of it is connecting with people and really, really being intentional. I think that's something that we're starting to lose sight of, is the intentionality of doing life together, pointing people to Jesus through our conversations. It could be meeting someone at a gas pump, at a gas station, or seeing someone at a coffee shop and just
don't share. Miss those opportunities, right? Don't miss them. Well, brother, I want to tell you, you've been a blessing to me and to share. And your expression of heartfelt calling from God comes across. And
praise God.
But I want to share this with you, and it hit me. Music and stories really communicate to people.
They really do.
So I believe God's combined.
Straight to the heart.
Straight to the heart. So with all my heart, I believe God's going to use this new work that you've done of music and story and hit those prodigals. And we're praying for that, Justin.
Praise God.
Yeah, so tell us one last time the best way for folks to connect with you, how to find your music, maybe the name of your new album/record.
The name of the new record is called Made New, and you can find it anywhere you stream, listen to music, YouTube, Spotify. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. My website is justingambino.com. So any of those you can find me. And
so the only way we can't find you is on a vinyl record.
Well, that's coming soon.
Is that coming soon?
Okay. I'm about to hit the finalize order button and get a few hundred of them in stock. Amen. So,
well, brother, thank you for being here. Nathan, this has been fun.
It has been wonderful.
I did not know it would be this much fun, and it has. And we hope that those that are listening are encouraged today. You may have made some wrong steps along the way, but God can take those steps, turn you around, and use you for God's glory.
Darkest days, you'll shine the way to where you want me to be.
thank you for joining us today on Exploring Missions.